Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a few minutes to participate, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you so much. First question, if you don't mind me asking, what is your zip code?
Huh?
Zip code.
Five,
your
six,
zip code?
56201.
56201, okay. What is the year of your birth? Not your full birthday, only the year?
The year 1988.
1988, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. When it comes to your race, do you identify as white, black, African American, mixed, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic,
Black,
Latino,
or African American?
Thank you so much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
An RN, a college degree.
College, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Not a strong Republican.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get better or worse over the next year?
Better.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Much better. Okay, thank you so much. Now, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community? I'm going to read a list of options by number. When you hear a number that you agree with, you let me know, okay? Number one, access. Thank you. Number one, access to quality education. Number two, criminal justice and police reform. Number three, reducing racism and discrimination. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay, number three, reducing racism and discrimination. Number four, access to good jobs. Number five, rising cost of living. Number six, climate change.
Number three.
Okay, thank you. Next question. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? I'm going to do the same dynamic. I'm going to read the list, and you let me know what number you want me to mark, okay?
Can you repeat the question again?
What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community?
Okay.
Okay, number one, community-led violence prevention initiatives. Number two, alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts, welfare agents. Number three, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Number four, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Number five, increased police presence. Number six, increased gun control statewide. Number seven, decreased police presence. And number eight, none of the above.
Number six,
okay. Thank you. Next question. What aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? We're going to do the same exercise. I'm going to read the list. You let me know what number you want me to mark. Number one,
okay.
Neighborhood watch initiatives. Number two, law enforcement programs. Number three, drug and substance abuse prevention. Number four, emergency response services. Number five, support for victims of crime. Number six, juvenile justice programs. Number seven, gun control measures. Number eight, community engagement and cooperation. Number 9, mental health support services. Number 10, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts. And number 11, none of the above.
And I supposed to choose only one number?
No, you can choose up to 2 or 3 if you want.
Okay. Can you read for me number 3?
Number 3 is drug and substance abuse prevention.
Yeah, that will be 1. And then
okay.
Can you read for me number 8?
Number 8, let me see. Community engagement and cooperation.
Okay, yeah, and I want to choose another number, if that's okay. I can choose 3, right?
Yeah, up to 3, yeah. One more.
Okay, one more. Can you read number 6?
Number 6 will be juvenile justice programs.
What about 7?
Gun control measures.
I don't know. I'm lost then. Maybe it was... How about 5? Yeah, can you read again? Yeah, keep coming. Okay.
No problem. I'll read them over. Number 1, neighborhood watch initiatives. Number 2, law enforcement programs. You already chose number 3, so number 4, emergency response services. Number 5, support for victims of crime. Number 6, juvenile justice programs. Number 7, gun control measures. You already chose number 8, so number 9 is mental health support services. Number 10, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts.
Okay. Number 7.
Number 7, okay. Gun control measures. Okay, thank you so much. Now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. I'm going to read the list, and if you hear a number that you agree with, you let me know again, okay? Number 1, culturally specific community healing practices. Number 2, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Number 3, diversifying police ranks. Number 4, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Number 5, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. Number 6, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. And number 7, none of the above.
Okay, I choose number 2 and number 4.
And number 4, okay, thank you very much. Next question. What aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? The same dynamic, I'm going to read the list. You let me know what numbers, okay? Number 1, Number 1, special education programs. Number 2, diversity of teachers. Number 3, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure. Number 4, a diverse range of free and affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities. Number 5, parental involvement and support. Number 6, quality of teachers. Number 7, school safety and security. Number 8, access to technology. Number 9, robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development. Number 9, access to educational resources. Number 10, Black Center curriculum. And number 10, none of the above.
Okay. I choose number 2. And can you read for me number 4?
Number 2 and number 4.
Read for me number
okay.
4. I want to know who was. I was kind of confused.
A diverse range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities.
Yeah, that one too. And
okay.
Can I choose another third one, or 2 will be enough for this question?
No, you can choose another one. I'll give you another one. Go ahead.
Okay, the other one that I want to choose is, I think it was number 7. Can you read 7?
Of course. Let me see. School safety and security?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, thank you. Next, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? there are not enough mental and physical health resources for K through 12 students in our community. Do you strongly agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Which initiatives or programs do you think will be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? The same dynamic. I'm going to read the list. Number one, mentorship programs. Number two, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. Number three, access to quality after-school programs. Number four, suicide intervention programs. Number five, access to culturally affirming curriculum. Number six, school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Number seven, walk-in counseling centers at school. And number eight, none of the above.
Number seven and four.
Number seven and number four, okay? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Next, here is a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community. Rather than solely punishing the offender, it seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, school resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Now, do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraints such as chokeholds on students? Do you support or oppose?
What is that? Can you repeat it again?
Yeah. Do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraints such as chokeholds on students?
No, I don't support.
Okay. Do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Do you agree or disagree?
I strongly agree that they're treated differently.
Thank you very much. Next question.
Well,
which of the following will most help you and your family feel economically secure? I'm going to read the list. You let me know what numbers, okay? Number one, ability to build an investment portfolio. Number two, help acquiring valuable job skills. Number three, support building a strong professional network. Number four, more opportunity to promotions and raises. Number five, help starting or maintaining a business. Number six, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals. Number seven, debt reduction, and number eight, none of the above.
Can you read number two?
Yeah, help acquiring valuable job skills.
Yeah, number two and number six.
And number six, okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Next question. Just so you know, we're almost done. Which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Number one, increase home ownership programs. Number two, increase income-based housing programs. Number three, subsidized public transportation. Number four, increase rental assistance programs. Number five, increase statewide subsidized housing. Number six, universal basic income. Number seven, increased food assistance programs. Number eight, universal health care. And number nine, none of the above.
Can you read number two?
Yeah, increased income-based housing programs.
What about number three? That was number three?
No, that was number two. You said number two. You want me to read number three?
Yeah.
Number three is subsidized public transportation.
Can you repeat the questions again, please?
Question or the options?
The options.
Okay, the options is number one, increased home ownership programs. Number two, increased income-based housing programs. Number three, subsidized public transportation. Number four, increased rental assistance programs. Number five, increased statewide subsidized housing. Number six, universal basic income. Number seven, increased food assistance programs. Number eight, universal health care. And number nine, none of the above.
Number one and number three.
And number three. Okay, thank you very much. Next question. Which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Number one, convenient public transportation options. Number two, walkability. Number three, friendly and supportive neighbors. Number four, neighbors who look like me. Number five, access to good schools. Number six, safe and secure surroundings. Number seven, affordable housing options. Number eight, employment opportunities nearby. Number nine, access to parks or natural spaces. And number 10, none of the above.
Repeat the option again, please.
Yeah, number one, convenient public transportation options. Number two, walkability. Three, friendly and supportive neighbors. Number four, neighbors who look like me. Number five, access to good schools. Number six, safe and secure surroundings. Number six, affordable housing options.
Okay,
number
seven, I got it now. Number five and number one.
Okay.
What
Thank
was number
much.
One? Can you repeat? No. Yeah, repeat number one. What was the option number one?
Convenient public transportation options.
What about number two?
Walkability.
Yeah, walkability. That's two?
Okay.
Yeah, two and three.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to mark all three of them, okay? One, two, and five.
Okay.
Is that okay? Next,
okay.
Which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Number one, build more middle and low income housing. Number two, repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing. Number three, making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities. Number four, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Number five, teaching people about home ownership. Number six, giving initiatives to companies who build affordable housing.
Yes.
And number...
I
yeah, go ahead,
number five and number three.
Okay. Number five and number three. Okay, thank you very much. Next
mm-hmm.
question. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I am married.
Married, okay. Thank you very much. Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household? One, two, three, four,
nine.
Five, six, or more? I'm sorry?
Nine.
Okay, thank you. Next question. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired,
first time.
Okay, thank you. Were you born in the United States?
Almost to be born, but I wasn't born here.
Okay. Were your parents born in the United States?
No, they were born in Africa.
Okay. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else? Or you did not vote?
I vote for Biden. But I regret for voting for him.
I understand. Thank you, ma'am. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it an urban area, suburban, small town, or rural?
It's kind of a small town. Suburb in a small town.
Okay, thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all resources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Maybe 40,000.
Okay, thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Let me thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions and for being such a wonderful person. You have a good evening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.